Radio Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This Is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Happy everything to everyone. And this 2019, we're going to have a wonderful experience. No regrets, 2019. I have with me Ricky Tyus, and he is on TalkTainment Radio. See my t-shirt. Get it right. Your time to travel. You need to be listening to this, brother. I'm thankful that he came, sat down with me as well, because with no regrets means you have to have focus, you have to have a plan, you have to move on it, and you have to go get it. And of course, I was delighted when Marshall Barnes, researcher, agreed to sit with us also at the table, because if Libby needs any kind of discipline at all, it is research, okay? You're always seeing me flipping papers and moving things around behind this bar here, right here. It's because I'm trying to stay focused. This man knows his stuff. He just brings it out of his head. So thank you for joining me. And say hello to everyone, the world, my friends.
Hello, this is Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel.
Hi, this is Marshall Barnes.
Okay, and with that being said, I want to acknowledge something. One of the reasons why I'm excited about this conversation is because acknowledgement is very important when we're talking about reaching your goals. I get gifts all the time, wonderful gifts. Sometimes it's a phone call, sometimes it's a hug, sometimes, you know, but I receive gifts because I acknowledge those who acknowledge me and love me and care about me. You see this gorgeous plant right here? For those of you who you can't see it, it's gorgeous. Anybody want to take me out? Which wall do you want me to climb? Give me a plant, and I'm going there. I had to do almost a holy dance here for a second. Thank you, Mr. Galen. I appreciate that so much. Now, this came across my possession, and it says, such things or some things seem so far away. However, they are only a breath close. So I'm breathing now. And Marshall, I'd like for you to talk to me about, reaching your goals. Marshall's also going to give us a little idea of what he's been working on. I've watched him now for quite a while, and where we started and where he started is far away from where he is right now. So, Marshall, tell me what it takes to get where you got to go, because I've watched you do it. He's one of my models, okay? Tell me.
Well, to be honest.
Honesty. Let me write that down.
My guru in that particular regard, it was Charlie Sheen when he was going through his whatever you want to call that, back around, I think it was 2011, 2012, something like that. And we had similar opinions, even though I hadn't heard him go through his rant about the tiger blood and all that kind of stuff. But his view was that, you know, he'd wake up in the morning and he knew he had to define victory and take on the morons and then win. Okay? Remember, his saying was winning And I went through, I kind of had a similar kind of perspective, if you will. My perspective was, I got to get up today. I got to take on the morons instead of trolls. Or I think it's the trolls. I got to take on the morons. I got to find victory, and I got to win. And that got me through a pretty tough time period where every day I had to get up, and I had to literally do that. I had to try to achieve the impossible. And because I work in a very difficult area, and particularly in a city where I was at the time, where, you know, there's a lot of people running around who just, quite frankly, thought they were smarter than what they really were.
Ooh.
And I was getting sick of it. I was told by somebody who had been on city council, actually, to go look up the new acting CEO for this venture capital company that's related to technology. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I went to see him. I had some ideas about sponsorship for a advanced concept science and technology event. I'm not going to go into the details on that. But what happened was this guy effectively had a panic attack right in front of me.
Huh.
Because he couldn't relate to, I couldn't wrap his mind around what I was talking about doing, which I thought was pretty pathetic. I even said, look, we can go on the internet, there's science behind this, all this kind of thing. And what happened was that he had this panic attack. And he said, no, I don't even want to see it, that kind of a thing. I mean, literally. And he gave me an alternative option.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what I could do. He basically wanted me to buy an ad in his institution's publication, and then maybe some people would get behind it or whatever. And I walked out of that meeting thinking, I might as well have been sitting in here talking to a bunch of cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because this guy had absolutely no gray matter enough to deal with what I was saying. And it was not that far out. You know? I mean, I'm somebody who had lectured all over the place before, written articles, had technology, and the idea that that could even be possible was beyond his capabilities of understanding.
So basically what he was a deadbeat.
Well, a deadbeat somebody who doesn't pay their bills.
He was a moron. No.
The guy was an otherwise intellectual and intelligent person, but only to a limit. And past that limit, there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. So, and yet, this guy is this acting CEO for this institution that was supposed to work with technology companies. And in the city I was in when this happened, basically, technology to them basically extended as far as biomed and probably cell phone applications or something. I don't know. Nothing serious. All right? And nothing having to do with aerospace, nothing having to do with quantum mechanics, nothing having to do with temporal mechanics, nothing having to do with anything that's really, truly, you know, high technology. So
your lane, as the children say, stay in your lane, is high technology, correct?
I don't stay in my lane. I go where I want to go.
I love it. I'm writing it down.
Essentially, what it was that he just couldn't deal with what I was talking about doing. He didn't have the mind for it. And I think looking back, I think it's funny. Back then, it was extremely frustrating because there was money on the line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we had done this deal, money was going to be made. But this guy had no capability of doing it. So that was it. And I basically was looking at moving to Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is a far better technology-oriented city anyway. So, but then after a while, I got to the point where it didn't really matter where I am. My projects are taking off to such an extent that, although I now have gotten to the point where I'm probably going to be in Silicon Valley, but, you know, I'm in a new phase now.
Okay, now this is what I did. I wrote it down because it's very important. There were some key words that I heard, so I'm going to say what they were coming from Marshall. Victory was the first word that caught my ear. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to have any regrets in 2019, this year, victory should be that's your goal. That's your purpose. Doesn't matter if you're losing. I don't want to do it. I'm going to have to lose weight, change your hair, go to school, pay old bills, clean your closet, You know all that stuff you promised yourself, some of us, and lied our socks off. Just ain't done it. Cars are still full. Bills still hanging over the side. You still got a few extra pounds, or you didn't put the ones on you wanted to, and you certainly didn't go traveling with Ricky. So we're going to get to Ricky. That's right. Here's the SCS, what I'm talking about. So victory was the first word I heard from Marshall. That's my ear. That's for me. Then he said the word alternative options. You know, sometimes we get so focused looking just one direction, left, right, up, down, inward, outward, and we don't see all the other stuff around us. So there, where this thing didn't work last year, 2018, you might set that aside and consider doing something different. What is that saying the wise people say? You can't expect something new if you're doing the same thing over and over again. Is that correct? Or is that close?
That's close.
That's close. Well, just don't do that, okay? Stay in your lane is what I said. He said, I ain't in nobody's lane. Now, do you have a lane? Do you have limitations? Do you have certain expectations and not higher? I can't do the lower because that takes me to another conversation. But do you have another option, or an alternate option? And then I heard my sister friend say, out of the box. Get out of the box. Well, kind of like the Matrix, there is no spoon, so there is no box. Mm-hmm. So let's move that out of the way, because it didn't work last year either. If it did, let me know. Call me, 1-877-932-9766, and let me know if that worked for you. And then the one other thing that Marshall said that was so key for me was location doesn't matter. You mentioned like at least two locations in particular, and you're just kind of floating between which one you want to do. Does it have to be Ohio? Does it have to be while it's snowing? How come you can't be somewhere where it's warm and comfy and you got sandals? I can't do Santa Claus and sandals. That won't work for me.
Florida,
I tried Florida with Santa Claus with sandals, Ricky. It didn't work. No. I couldn't, deck them halls. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
So now I want you, Ricky, to tell me what you're thinking about No Regrets in 2019. First, I want you to tell me about your show.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about business that you're doing.
All right.
And I'm not going to make you a promise, but I'm putting aside some cash so all I right. can go on a trip.
Go on a cruise.
Yeah.
I am Ricky Tyus, and I'm the owner of It's Your... No, I'm the owner of Tyus Surgeon Travel. I do a radio show here for Talktainment Radio called It's Your Time to Travel. And we talk about destinations all over the world. We take you all over the world. Some things I have going on in 2019 is Cuba. Cuba is a new destination. Kind of got pushed back a little bit because of our current president. But Cuba is...
Can you stop right there?
Yes.
How important is that really? Our current president, what does that mean? I mean, how's that affect?
Well, it got pushed back, so business slowed down in Cuba.
Okay.
But once they realized that he was talking and he didn't do anything, now Cuba's back on the list.
Great.
Okay, of places to go.
Okay.
Okay, so I have actually two trips going to Cuba. I have one going to... November 5th, that is the eight-day tour of Cuba, and I have another one going on the last week of October, which is only a three-day trip to Cuba, and it gives you a chance to meet the people, learn the culture, do all the things that you want to do, and then also I have an Alaskan cruise going on in June of this year and June of 2020. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing. Hawaii, Jamaica. We're starting to get into some destinations in Europe. I've always sold Africa. So there's just a lot of different things that we're doing in 2019 that I wasn't able to do in 2018. So I have no regrets about 2018, and we're moving forward to 2019.
Okay, so here's what I got from Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
One. He has his own business. Whatever your business is, own it this year. Even if it's just a concept that you've been toying with for years, some dreams you've got and you put on back burner because things happen. However, owning your own first, just call it yours. If you have a gift with hair, then you have a gift with hair. Mm-hmm. If you have a gift with written work, that's your business. That's you own that. And then just think about the fact that the world, humanity needs you. In whatever place you fit, humanity needs you. You're gifted with something that we need and can use. I want to remind you of this. The TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics now, such as news and lifestyle, sports law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And I want to share those with you. First, I wanted to acknowledge Ricky. Based on what I've heard, that's why I'm calling him up here this year. This is a lie I'm not going to tell because I'm going to get on a cruise and breathe in some salt air, salt sea air, and eat some good food and meet some more people in my life, more friends in my life.
Let your hair down.
Well, y'all, sure help. If it's not my hair, it'll be my earrings, buddy. But I have, there's a few of, that you may have heard of. Voice of Deliverance with Dr. Carr Robinson. Is it Carr or Carol? I'm going to double check on that, okay? Mm-hmm. Carol. Then there is New Money with Drew and Janae. There's also Wiggins World of Wellness with Stacy Wiggins. And then, of course, there's Real Men. And again, it's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tyus. Now, here's what I want to do. You can go, I want to tell you this. You can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and you click on programs for scheduled times, okay? TalkTainment Radio. That's radio, the way it should be heard. You can also go to YouTube, and you can listen and observe. YouTube is pretty cool, because if you can't see me now, you can see me a little later. And then, of course, you can also go to Facebook. I believe it's Facebook.com/TalkTainment, mm-hmm. and see us there as well. Now, Ricky Tyus is with me and Marshall Barnes is with me, and I asked them, I'm happy they stayed, because when it comes to goals, both of them have told you that you can achieve your goals if you have a certain mindset. I picked it up from both of them. First of all, are goals too high? Is there such a thing? Are goals too high? Answer, tell me what you think. Can you set your goals too high?
You're asking us?
Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Well, Ricky, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't think goals can be too high because you always need to be reaching for something. You know, and if you make the goals too easy or too close, I think goals should be a distance to get there. What do you think?
I can only speak personally, and the goals that I have are the things that I want to attain. I don't think in terms of like, well, am I working hard enough to get this goal or any of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So, my goals are what I want because I want them to achieve a certain kind of result.
Result. Okay.
Okay, so then if there's no ceiling on our goals, what is it that's keeping most of us from achieving our goals? What do you think that is? What do you think?
Well, I think it's me keeping me from reaching my goal.
You?
Me. Mhm. Because you know, like today my goal is to get this done, something else comes up, and here I am at the radio station. So the goal I had to do today.
I get you. I love your sacrifice. Thank you. However, what I have learned based on, especially Marshall confirmed it, sometimes mm-hmm. you have an alternative option. I'll use myself like Marshall did with himself. I was driving, trying to get to my destination, and there's that word. And there was a white van in front of me. Oh, my. This guy drove like he had, what does daddy used to say, dead lice falling off of you? That's, I mean, he was driving really, really slow. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, why is he driving so slow? I got to get where I got to go. Why is he driving so slow? Then later I found that there was a pileup, car pileup, mm-hmm. on my way to my destination, and his driving slow may have made the difference in whether I was involved in that or not.
Wow.
So when you decided to sit here with me, it's like, oh, what good thing is going to come to him tonight? I can't wait for you to let me know what that is. So your alternative option was to grace this table and give me some more of your wisdom, because I know people, Ricky. I know people, Marshall, who say they're going to get something done, myself included,
mm-hmm.
and then for whatever reason, a delicious distraction takes place. Ooh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And it's so good that you, next thing you know, you're over here doing yep. this, or you're over there doing that. And I have a dear friend who says, sometimes you're on your highway and you get off on an exit because that just looks good to you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the excuses people give you, Ricky, for not taking that cruise? Even after they've paid, maybe even paid their money?
You know, some of the excuses people use for not cruising is they can't drink that much water.
You know. Excuse me? Say that again, please.
That they can't drink that much water, you know. And the other thing they talk about is how the motion of the cruise ship makes them sick.
Really? Does it make them sick for real?
Well, the ships are so big now, it's like standing on land, because you don't even know that they're moving.
Okay.
You know, that's how big the ships are now, and you know, people just come up with different reasons why they don't want to do this, don't want to do that, don't want to do this, don't want to do that, but. The goal for 2019 is everybody should travel more in 2019. Everybody should do something in 2019 that they've never done before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to tell people who inquire about me wearing skin, you should try it. They go through a complete nervous everything. So it's a good life. Now, Marshall, you're a researcher. And based on what you've shared with us, what is it that keeps people from doing what you're doing? What is it? Because I'll tell you something. I don't like research. I'll do it if I have to, and I got to, because I got to keep up. But it like comes naturally to you. Do you have a desire to learn, or do we have to? What is it, Marshall?
Well, I have to do research because most of the things I'm interested in have not been done by anyone else. And they require a certain amount of additional information. And I'm not just like a researcher, I'm a research and development engineer, so I'm constantly working on some kind of technological problem and having to come up with a solution for it to see if we can use it to make money and have fun. So that's essentially the thing. Most people, I'll give you an example in the advanced field. Most scientists, for example, do not do the kinds of things that I do because they are limited by their peer group and what they learned when they were in college. And they think that that is the limit and they can't go beyond it because they're afraid somebody will say something about them that will make them feel bad. And that is literally the truth.
We're talking about fear, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about fear. Stephen Hawking, who, when he was alive, Kip Thorne, other people have said that they're afraid to research certain types of things because of what their peer group will say. And I'm like, that sounds like high school to me. I mean, I got through high school. I think I can handle, you know, outside of it. You know what I mean? But most of these scientists are not that way at all. Their area of academia is so bound by, you know, what somebody says about you, what they think about you, and over really stupid things, that it does hurt their abilities to function. Even NASA came up with a program that would deal with that particular issue and to try to get people to think more imaginatively and all that because they weren't used to doing it.
To think outside the box.
Well, my whole thing is that there isn't a box.
Okay. You know, that's the way I look at it. I mean, okay. If you look at kids, you give them a box to play with, you know, they make the box into all kinds of stuff. They don't think it's a box. They think it's a spaceship, a submarine, mm-hmm. a castle, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the way we need to be as adults if we're trying to do something highly imaginative. That's what we have to do.
That's great.
So if there are no limits, we're conditioned to believe that there are limits. Don't get on that fence because you'll fall. How many times have you heard that? Mm-hmm. Sit down and be quiet when it's time for one who is gifted to sing. And the adult person is saying, squashing that. It's like, sit down and be quiet. You know, talk when you speak, when you're spoken to. And do children even do that anymore? It sounds like they've dated myself, haven't I? Because they are very outspoken. So what I heard also was limited thinking. And then you said something that made such sense to me. It felt so good. Make money and have fun. Ricky, make money and have fun. Tell me more about that. What's your feeling on that one?
Make money and have fun. Well, everything that we do is about making. Well, everything I do in my business is about making money. You know, and then the fun comes in being able to make the money to spend. You know, so the two go hand in hand to me. You know, make money, have fun. Yeah, I can have more fun when I make more money.
I have talked to people who are afraid. They have a fear within them through their conditioning that if money's hard to come by. You got to work hard to have money. What is it about the gamblers? When money comes to you, as fast as it comes is as fast as it goes. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine going along with this conditioning any longer. I'm approaching 67 years old, and having fun and making money sounds like fun.
Having fun making money.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you, Marshall, when you achieve your goals, what is it you'd like to see happen? What am I going to look forward to? Because I'm going to dream with you. I want to see this happen. And the support thing is really important, too, surrounding yourself with people who have like minds. So what's it going to look like, Marshall, when I think about you this year, 2019?
I'm going to be in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll have to call you long distance.
Right.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Right, in a new lab, working on a project for two particular Silicon Valley billionaires who believed that we were existing in a simulated universe. That's my goal, is to hook up with those guys this year. And we're already starting on, I'm making moves in that direction, so there you go.
Okay, so now I've got two people here. One says I can get on water and live the life living on water. And one says I have the possibilities of parallel universes and jumping longitudes, latitudes, and ups and downs. And, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. What do I have to wear? See, I'm joking. I'm just really joking. But the possibilities are there. One, being on a cruise ship just for some people sounds impossible.
Actually, I want to go to Alaska, so I might be talking to you.
Okay.
Ricky.
All right.
Make me look sideways. You know what? Alaska. Yeah. Alaska, what you think? That's my new gift over here. So Alaska sounds cold. I'm not sure I want to go cold, especially when I leave out of here and it's in the 20s. So snow and cold ice.
But you're only going to Alaska in the warm months in Alaska.
See? Fear. You see what I'm talking about? Fear. There it is. So just know this right now, that TalkTainmentRadio.com, because you know where we go where you go. So just check us out on 94.1 WGRN. The podcasts are available, okay? So just download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. And that's radio the way it should be heard. Now, I want you to stay right there because we're going to let go of our fear so we'll have no regrets in 2019 on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Oh, Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Now, this is Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. And with me is Ricky Tyus and Marshall Barnes. Ricky is the owner of Your Time to Travel business, correct? Did I say it correctly?
It's Your Time to Travel.
All right, now.
No. The name of the company is Tyus Tours and Travel. The name of the radio show is
Your Time to Travel. See, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And then Marshall Barnes is a researcher and, what did you say, Marshall?
A research and development engineer.
Ooh, see, that's what I'm talking about. So call in 1-877-932-9766 and talk to you some Libby, because we have no interest. In having regrets in 2019. So therefore, we are going to consider things like victory, If you have goals set, maybe you didn't meet all those goals last year. This year, you may continue those with passion and determination. Also, I want you to be aware that you don't have to have fear. We have wisdom from our elders, and so I'll share some of that wisdom, and I want you two gentlemen to jump right in here when you hear something that makes you want to make a comment. Mm-hmm. For instance, when you're approaching a goal for yourself, Marshall says he doesn't live in a, he doesn't have a box, there are no limitations, and he's dismissed his fear. Can you consider then what fear you have that would keep you from moving forward? You don't have enough money? Well, Ricky says making money can be, that's the goal, and it's fun. Marshall said it's have fun. Ricky said it's doable and just do it. So if you're not where you want to be, what's keeping you from doing that? What? Don't worry about what happened last year, because some things you didn't have any control over. But this year, you're going to take some control over what goes mm-hmm. on with you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's let go of your fear. What are those words that go along with fear? False evidence appearing real. So false evidence is that you can't make any money. There's not enough money. There's shortages of jobs. My understanding is that when you decide to do something, money, which is a form of energy, comes to you. Marshall has demonstrated that just in our conversation. Would you tell me one more time? Tell us one more time that your decision to move moves you into the company of what kind of people?
Well,
yeah.
All right, first of all,
it starts with a B, okay, guys? It starts with a B. It ends with air.
Well, I wanted to straighten something out first real quick. I'm not saying that there are no limitations, because in some situations that will get you killed. There are a lot of – now, for example, and I learned this phrase from a Dirty Harry movie, okay. And basically, Dirty Harry says, man's got to know his limitations. Mm-hmm. And that is true as anything I've ever heard before. Because if you don't, I mean, you can extrapolate out, like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. But if you don't have what it takes to try to really do it, and you have to have a certain knowledge base, okay, to know whether you have what it's going to take, then you can end up in trouble. I mean, if you think you can be a race car driver, and you've got no training and never tried, you just think you can do it, well, lots of luck. I mean, you could be putting yourself in a life-threatening position. So you have to be aware of what it is that you're trying to do before you just go ahead and take off.
Yeah, but you don't sound like somebody who, I mean, you don't sound like you have any limitations. You're talking about bio this and all these That's scary to me.
But, no, this, the
but I bet you I can outcook you.
Yeah, because I don't do bio. That's what everybody else is into. Oh, biomed and this and that.
Yeah.
I'm not, but see, I know, okay, this is a very good example.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
I can get into a debate with anybody. I don't care who they are over temporal mechanics, okay? Because I know it really well, and mm-hmm. I know most people don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will accept $1,000 bet mm-hmm. on a debate over temporal mechanics with just about anybody.
Mm.
All right,
because
I know I'm going to win.
Y'all heard
that? I studied it.
You can call
but
me.
But most people haven't. So the thing is, but I'm not going to do that over chemistry. Are you kidding me? Because I did okay in junior high school chemistry, but chemistry is not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do something like that over chemistry, but over something I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's basically how it works. So you have to know what your toolbox is.
Okay. So, Ricky, what's your toolbox?
Whoa.
Whoa. Because people are afraid to get on ocean liners. I mean, they're afraid of the water. What'd you say? They can't swallow that much water?
Yeah, they can't swallow that much water is what people tell me.
But what I heard was even a corpse will float.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to get out your comfort zone.
Oh, that's the word. There we go.
You have to do things that you're not used to doing. Okay? Like, for example, I did a trip to Vegas, and in the middle of the night, we were climbing mountains and then ziplining all the way down.
I'm not doing that.
Sounds like an adventurer.
Yep. We were jumping off buildings.
You hear what I said? I'm not doing that.
Like, we were jumping off buildings. you know, parachuting. You have to do things to get you out of that comfort zone. That way you know you can accomplish the things that you have fear of. Because the whole point is to get you out of that fear. Okay. So climbing a mountain in Las Vegas in the middle of the night and ziplining at 100 miles an hour down to the bottom of the mountain was the only way to get down from the mountain.
Okay. Marshall's laughing, okay. And I'm sitting here with my mouth open because there's nothing about me that could picture jumping out of a perfectly wonderful airplane. Mm-hmm. So to climb a mountain in the dark.
In the dark.
To get on a what
flashlights on our head.
Oh no.
Was the only light we had.
Okay. Yeah.
What protection do you have against like rattlesnakes or whatever?
None.
No.
Okay, so
right in the dark.
In the dark.
With a light on your head.
With a light on my head.
And yeah.
And hope that the rope don't broke.
Yep.
Now the reason.
No. There's some ladies in the group.
Oh, I'm does sure that make it better?
Yeah. No. And the sections that we zipline, they forgot to break.
He's doing his fingers like taking a picture. You know how you hold your fingers and snap a picture?
Down. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And they forgot the brakes. But thank God that at the end of that particular zip line, there was things that stopped them.
Okay.
But wow. So they were just going with no brakes.
Right, with no brakes.
Okay. Now, this conversation is interesting to me because this is exactly the point to be made. Whatever it is your goals are, in the dark, with no little light on your forehead, no brakes, you know. So and then Marshall, he just said, I'm getting ready to move my entire space to another part of the country because the opportunities are there to help me to achieve my next set of goals. So the wisdom in this is that you just got to get up and go. You got to get up and do it. Don't be afraid that you'll fall down.
Right.
You can get back up if you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have to have a support system. Who supported these women? Y'all heard that, didn't you? Right? That's a whole nother conversation on another show. But I'm going to let it alone because I know what he was saying. I do. I really do.
It was a trip. It was a trip to get us out of our comfort zone, to do things. As travel agents, in order for me to sell you something, I need to be familiar with that.
Right.
Okay. So it gets me familiar to sit down and tell you that you can do this. Because I did it.
Now, have you walked on hot coals on that thing?
No, I haven't done that yet. I've not done that.
I know that that's an activity that is included in some travel destinations. That's why
right,
I was wondering.
Right. I've not done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yet.
Why? Okay. You get where I'm going. I hope you get where I'm going with this. Because some of this, Talibi, sounds absurd. And I might do something different to get out of my comfort zone or to exercise my discomfort in something new, approaching something new. Ziplining is not it for me.
And my goal is to zipline across the Grand Canyon.
Oh, man.
I know there's no supposed to be any dead air on radio, but you've got my mouth like, oh, my goodness.
Now, is that possible already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard anybody doing it. I didn't know anybody had done that yet.
Yep. It's available.
But I'm going to ask why?
To get out of my comfort zone. To get over that fear.
Your fear of what?
Of being afraid.
That's
but
deep.
Can you ever, is that even possible? Because, let's say you zip line through the dark down the mountain, okay?
Yep.
You're not afraid of that anymore, all right?
Right.
But are you afraid to face a gang of hyenas in the African, you know, what do they call that? It's not the outback, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking
armed
about.
Only with a samurai sword. Could you do that?
Ooh. That would be tough.
Right.
That would be tough, but not impossible.
Right, and I had an idea to put together basically kind of like a, what you might call a caveman kind of package thing for like, you know, well-heeled dentists and whatnot to go out to some, like, you know, the African Sahara or whatever and, you know, lion and, not lion, but lion and hyena territory and, you know, make them face off, but not against the lions, but the hyenas, and armed only with, like, you know, primitive weapons, you know, as, like,
survival,
right. get back to your, you know, your your macho, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know? So, and I've thought about that.
You gonna do it?
I'm not doing it. I mean, wait. No, hold on a second. You know what I'm saying? The idea was to start that as a business, okay? I'm not doing that, but you could, Ricky.
Yep, I could.
if I have the right kind of weapons, I'm not afraid of a hyena. There's just no way. Because I grew up fighting dogs as a kid, okay? So, but this is something that would appeal to some of these guys that want to, like, they feel like they're too soft because modern society, you know what I'm talking about.
Sitting behind a desk.
Right.
Yeah.
So they want to go out and they want to prove they still got their macho, you know?
Yeah, they're macho.
Yeah, I'm part of a gang of hyenas, these guys. We only had spears and clubs, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, now, I've heard, Marshall, I've heard you speak about things like, let me see, it was parallel universes and time travel. So now it's kind of like my memory is saying, well, who would be wanting to travel in time?
No, we're not doing that. Well, here's
me.
No, I'm just saying. No, I don't want to talk about it. It occurred to me.
Right.
I had a conversation with you. Like, I was still learning. I was learning a lot of stuff. Yeah. They were throwing stuff all over me with good information. And you mentioned the way, and it came back, time travel. It's like, who wants to do that? I'm having fun right where I am.
No, lots of people would want to do it, but I'm not. It's not what you can offer to the public because of government problems.
Oh, I know.
National
what you
security
mean.
Related
I
stuff.
I do. I get it. But it just occurred to me, you know what? That's, wow. Don't want to do that either. I want to stay right here where I am and enjoy what I got right here, right now.
You want to stay in your comfort zone.
No, I want to stay in my time zone. I want to stay in this universe. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing right here, right now. I mean, what is that? New moon, blood moons and all that stuff. That stuff is intriguing to me, but I don't want to leave.
There are people all over the world who do, though, and they've contacted me before.
Okay, so then, here's some wisdom stuff that came up, and let's have a little fun with this. When you get older, they say that people that call you at 9 p.m. and ask, did I wake you? Is that comfort zone or what? you can get into heated arguments about pension plans now.
Yep.
When you start to get older.
As you start to get older.
Yep. So no one expects you to run anywhere when you get older.
That's
Is
correct.
That true?
That's true.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. However, I remember a time when I used to work in a hospital. Many people are aware. 34 years of working in the hospital on life support team. And we would do our 8 and 10 and 12-hour shifts. And I'd get a phone call. I swear when I went home, I'm going home, go to bed. I'm going home, go to bed. Get a phone call. Hey, I'm back out there. I'm up on the OSU campus. Q House had wonderful parties, and I'd be up there with them, no sleep. And now 9 o'clock, I can't wait to get 9 o'clock, so I could get in my big wonderful bed under my cover.
Because you've been out partying all night.
Oh,
but no fear in that, right?
No, no fear.
No fear in that.
No fatigue.
Like even though the next day you got to do 8 or 12 hours.
Yes, I did. I did it.
But you still partied all night.
I did my best to put a dent in the dance floor. Now, when we go on cruises,
no regrets.
Oh, no. No. And I can still get out there, and I can still do dance and all that, but the club's closed early now. It's a little different now. But when we were younger, we would look at things like this one and laugh. You no longer have to think of speed limits as a challenge. You used to be, you know, you get almost to the red lights, like, I can make it. And you zip your car through there. There was one that was real good. It says your, let me get a good one here. Your supply of brain cells is down to a manageable size.
So, what?
That's what it said. Your supply of brain cells is down to a manageable size. So when we were younger, we knew everything. And you were talking about gray matter earlier,
yeah.
And who has enough gray matter and they're not using their gray matter. These are all statements that come from as you get older. And so when you're talking, you guys are talking about comfort zones and doing things outside the box, hopefully everyone that's listening will at least pick up on the fact that the fear factor is not an issue. Let it go, right?
Let it go.
Oh, let it go. Marshall's shaking his head, so we can hear him shake his head. Say, let
yes,
it go.
I'm shaking my head.
Is money an option, though? That's a huge one. Money,
of course.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a huge one. You know, money's going to stop you from doing what you want to do if you had the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Conditioning is another one. Show you what I'm talking about. My mother, she's still here and I'm so thankful. She said she never wanted us to buy black cars or red cars.
Old school.
Oh, you're shaking your head.
Old school.
Now,
I have
why?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, tell Marshall and the world what we're talking about. Really?
Well, you know, back in the day down south, you know, they had all these different theories. And one of the reasons for not buying a black car is that it would just draw attraction to you, you know, if you're down south. These are all tales from the south.
Okay.
You know, these are green book tales that people have come up with. You know, just things you don't do. You know, you don't buy a black car and have brown tires or something. It's just some silly stuff, you know. You know, they had all those fears.
Brown tires. I haven't even heard of brown tires.
Tell him what brown tires, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean by brown tires is that, back in the day we had white walls. Today we
don't
have white walls.
Okay.
You know, so depending on how dirty that white wall was.
It could be brown. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you just did not. It's like having Stacey Adams, and you never, no matter what color your Stacey Adams were, those laces were white.
Mm-hmm.
Snow. I don't know how the men did it, but they kept those laces snow white, even though they would polish their shoes, either, you know, brown or black or whatever colors they were.
Yep.
You just didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't buy a red car. And you don't buy a black car.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Now, the red car, why wouldn't you buy a red car?
Well, for the cops, it would mean
because
the sports thing, right?
The attraction.
Yeah, it's sporty, and what are you doing with a red car? And at that time, when my mother was coming along, you didn't want to bring attention to yourself with the police.
Right, okay. Right.
So if you had a red car, that meant you were driving too fast anytime, or you were a runner. You were a runner for the liquor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always
or numbers
or yes or numbers. So you didn't buy a red car, but the black car for my mother it represents death or some form of negativity.
That's interesting because among my peer group, there was a phrase called "black for protection," meaning you wore black leather or whatever because that color black would protect you.
Got it.
It's a totally different mindset.
She's 80. She's in her 80s.
Yeah, well,
now,
I know. That's
so,
Yeah.
But it was also a way of looking out for her sons and daughters.
Yeah,
too.
Sure. I get that, yeah.
Well.
Well, considering that we've worked that fear thing all the way to the Grand Canyon. Ooh, father and mother. There's got to be another way to get out of
here. And I will admit that I would not want to do that. I wouldn't want to skydive either, and only because I'm afraid that if I jump, I'll pass out on the way down. It's more of a physiological thing than a psychological thing, really.
I never thought of that, but all the more reason for Libby not to be jumping. I'm going to. It's hard enough just to get on an airplane to go from A to Z, because they have you stripped down to your skippies.
Yep.
That's unpleasant.
That's why I only fly first class. They treat you a little bit better.
Oh,
you gotta get the ticket at a discount unless you got a lot of money. But other than that, they treat you better completely.
Oh, they do.
Okay, so and now this is a good one. This is an excellent place to start for 2019. How many of you have been on airplanes and you've never even considered first class?
I did it.
Oh, that would be me because I can't afford first class.
Oh, but you were the one that said money, 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 money. And he's going up mountains in the dark, but you can't get on first class because you don't have no money.
Come on, you're a travel agent guy. Yeah. You should know that there's discount ticket services available for that.
Yep, there's always
discount
tickets.
This year, huh?
First class?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, get over here.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
I flew first class when when I flew down to Vegas to do the zip lining and all that.
Yes.
Well, Vegas sent for me, so I flew flew first class then.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff
they pay for the tickets.
Yeah, this is the stuff that we're not going to regret this year. If you want to fly first class, then prepare yourself
to fly first
class. Mm-hmm. When you get ready to take a travel accommodations, like, you know, normally we get in a taxi cab. I know they got Uber and this and Lyft and all that stuff. I'm dating myself again. That's okay. But try a limo. Check out the price of a limo versus a cab or Uber or Lyft or this or that. Check out a limo. It feels so good.
I can make a suggestion in that area because in some of the travels I've done, I was speaking at conventions or whatever, and they help arrange ground travel.
Right.
And you basically have somebody pick you up, and it's like there's a great big SUV.
Right.
And you get inside, and there's water there for you and stuff like that.
Right, right.
See?
Right,
yeah.
So it sounds like...
And it's not that much more expensive than, say, Uber or Lyft or whatever if you're paying for it yourself.
Oh, man. Look at here. We're on a roll. So I would like for you to consider this. Consider everything we said, even through the laughter, even through the humor. There's some truth in this. Y'all scared?
Try something that you've never done before.
And meet people you've never met before. Say hello. Be proactive and be prepared to get out there. Get out there!
You know, there's something I put on Facebook today that if you're on an airplane, if you try talking to the person across the aisle from you, something wonderful may happen.
Why? And across the aisle?
Well, across the aisle, sitting next to you, or just try and make a conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'll make time go faster. You may learn something that you didn't know. You may make a new friend.
That's true. I was just thinking like across the aisle because if people were trying to go up and down the aisle, that could be kind of problematic. But right next to you or whatever, course, that's a given, yeah.
Yep.
So I have something for you to consider before we have to leave this conversation. One, I want you to be aware that your fear is what's holding you back. You think you need this and you need that, and the stuff comes to you when you make a decision to do it. For instance, there's let's go have some fun, FUN, okay? Oh, no, Libby, we can't do that because we got to pay a car payment, we have to get a babysitter, we have to get a new dress, we have to, all that stuff, right? But if a funeral has to come up, you come up with money for flowers and dress and clothes and travel because it's a funeral and you made up your mind you have to go.
You got to do it.
Keep this in mind. In your final moments, Joy Behar said this. 100 years ago. for Libby, it was 100, seems like 100 years ago, but I've lived this. She said, I'd hate to consider my final moments thinking, damn, I should have eaten that donut. That's regret. That's regret. We're not doing that this year, okay? That's over. O-B-A. Over. And we're going to do like Marshall. If we need to, pick up and go. And go where the thing goes that gives you your joy, gives you your excitement, gives you that, fulfills your passion. So what I want you to do, remember right now, thank you, Ricky and Marshall. Remember that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is radio the way it should be heard. Now you call me, 1-877-932-9766, and talk to you some Libby. And we're not gonna have no fear, and we're not gonna have any regrets for 2019.
Alrighty.
So the first segment of the show online, YouTube. And then the second part is not.
It's audio.
Okay. Mm-hmm.